To convince state officials that the Wolf River Heritage Corridor has what it takes to be a scenic byway, the first step was a detailed scenic assessment. It scored each mile of the route based on natural beauty, historical significance, and other amenities. Overall, the byway averaged a promising 7 out of 8 possible points. Dennis Leong from the Department of Transportation says the next step is a plan for marketing and preserving the byway.
They've already passed the first test, which is the scenic qualities. And so, as you mentioned, they got a 7, which is very good. So the next thing is that now they have to get together and kind of manage the corridor. You know, how are you going to promote the corridor and what things did you want to say about drawing people to the area?
He explains that more than two-thirds of the communities included in the byway must pass a resolution in support of it, so public engagement is important. The proposed route follows Highway 55 from Langlade in the south to Nelma in the north, with an extra loop near Three Lakes. It also passes through the Sacagan Chippewa community and the Shawmigan-Nicolet National Forest. President of the Forest County Economic Development Partnership, R.T. Kruger, thinks it will bring needed tourism dollars to the area.
I just hope it brings some recognition for some of the natural and historic and cultural aspects that we have. It's a really neat stretch of road. It's a very neat loop of road, and it's something that people don't get to experience.
There are 4 state-designated scenic byways in Wisconsin already, plus 2 others designated by the U.S. Forest Service. For WXPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.